Have you ever hummed along to a song on the radio, maybe with the kiddies in the car, and then you heard the original version and you thought, whoa, what was that? That might be especially common with hip-hop. Trying to take away from a with a kid and pray for you. I got three parts, I swear I'm so slish. I got two mouth. As Priska Neely reports, it takes a deft touch and a lot of steps to get dirty songs cleaned up for broadcast. And just to let you know, we won't be hearing any bad words in this report, but we will certainly be talking around them.
The process is known as clean editing, and one of its masters is Joel Mullis.
I can see a cuss word, you know, from doing so many clean edits. I recognize what an SH looks like. And what a F looks like in a waveform.
Mullis was an engineer at a big-time Atlanta recording studio in the early 2000s. He worked with a lot of Southern rappers, Ludacris, David Banner, Youngbloods. After recording them in the studio, Mullis was often responsible for going back into the mix and making a version that's broadcast-friendly.
For a long time, that basically meant going in and chopping out the cuss words. But one thing that I got known for was making the clean edits part of the song.
He earned a whole lot of cred after he tackled a Ying Yang Twins track called Wait, or The Whisper Song. The original is far too raunchy to play, but here's what Mullis did. Wait, do you see my... Oh. Wait, do you
see my... Wait, do you see my... Oh. I took another song of theirs... Like the old, that was from a totally different song, just sampled it and put it in the space, and then literally just a sample of a woman moaning off of a sound effects library.
There are, of course, certain words that broadcasters are prohibited from airing, but there's so much gray area that Mullis and the Ying Yang Twins had to make a lot of different versions of this song.
MTV had things that they were more sensitive to, and then BET had things that they were more bothered by. And so we went, we did all these different versions, brought them back in the studio, recorded alternate lyrics. Wait till I show you this. Hey girl,
wait till I show you this. But once a song ends up in the hands of a radio station, it can make more changes.
On Power 106, where hip hop lives.
LA's Power 106 is one of the biggest hip hop stations in the world. Emmanuel Kokia, better known as DJ E-Man, is the music director.
You'll hear a clean version that comes in, and it could be partially cleaned. You won't hear the full F-bomb edited out. We want to make sure that that is completely taken out, not leaving the F or the K.
His rule is that before any song plays on air, three sets of ears take a listen for profanity, sex, and drug references. If they feel that something crosses the line, they edit it out with a few go-to techniques.
Reversing it, just muting it. Or adding an effect, but it's like an effect that goes faux. Like it just slows down the word so you don't really hear the whole word.
If you listen closely, you'll hear all different types of tweaks on different stations. Some allow mentions of a certain three-letter word for derriere, or a canine reference to a woman. E-Man takes it on a case-by-case basis, but generally he prefers muting. It's the safest option. There are others that play it even safer. Phil Greeny is the general manager of Radio Disney.
There is a Taylor Swift song, and one of the lyrics is Hella.
And Hella is about the most risque thing you'll hear on the network. Radio Disney, which is now almost all satellite and streaming, plays pop music aimed at 8 to 16-year-olds. So there are a lot of edits. Disney has a standards and practices department that pores over songs word by word, reading and then listening to the lyrics.
When said in an up-tempo manner, that it might not be an issue. But if it's said suggestively, or we talk about the tone in the voice, is that sensual? Is that what is that?
Radio Disney is big enough that it can go back to a label and say it wants songs cleaned even more. Artists often oblige so they can reach the tens of millions of tweens, teens, and moms who tune into Radio Disney. When I spoke with Guarini, he said almost half of the more than 50 songs on rotation at the time had been edited. The lyrics for Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass were completely reworked. Boys like a little more booty to hold at night becomes... She said boys like the girls brought up. The goal for Radio Disney is that families can listen together and things won't get weird. But over at Power 106, DJ E-Man says things can get weird if you super clean a song. You could drive listeners to the competition, be it another station or a streaming service.
It's hard because if we were to do that for all the songs that are out or the biggest hits, then we would just not play it. But it's tough. We can't take away from the creativity or the freedom of speech in the music. And if it happens to be the audience's favorite song, okay, this is what they want to hear, but now let's present it to where it's appropriate for everyone to listen to.
Besides, if a dirty version is what you're after, it's only a click away. For NPR News, I'm Priska Neely. I don't give a, I don't give a, look, I don't give a, how about you?